Matthew's Home Improvement.
Hey, Matthew, it's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up with you from the cancellation department.
Oh, yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good to hear. So I understand that you recently signed up with us and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel. What's going on?
Yeah, so really the main thing is that I'm already paying for a couple services, and I think I went a little overboard adding another service. But then another thing I was looking at, I've seen on the Facebook advertising, which mm-hmm. is one of the factors I like, but it appears that I'm getting charged for that, and I didn't realize that I was.
Well, you shouldn't be getting charged extra because we, of the $249 that you pay us, $100 goes to Facebook ads. So that's all inclusive in the two. So it's not like you pay $249 plus extra for the ads. The ads are already included in that.
Oh, okay.
Did someone say that you had to pay more, or was it just a misunderstanding?
Well, it must be a misunderstanding because I've seen something when I was on the app, and it looked like under the Facebook advertising that it was at like $18. And it was
Yeah, well, then that means you have, what, like $82 left in the budget if we gave them $100, you know what I mean? So we just keep track of it. Yeah, so that's all included. So I wanted to give you some options. I don't know if you recall, but in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, all accounts that are canceled within 90 days require a $597 early termination fee, and I definitely don't want you to get hit with that. You know, at the same token, you're working with other companies, and I'm sure that your funds are, you know, tight, you know, if you're adding this on top of, I think you said there's two others that you use, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm thinking is, you know, I could, as a courtesy, just push your next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free. And my objective in doing that is first page placement on Google where this explodes and gets your phone ringing and, you know, starts working. It usually takes 45 to 60 days. And so if I push the next billing out 2 weeks, you'll be at that mark where you'll be able to see a strong return before you're charged again, right? And so with that extra 2 weeks extended, you would have all the way until, oh, not even April 18th. It would be the week after, I think, because your billing cycle's on the 11th. So, yeah, you'd be all paid in full all the way until April 25th. And I'm confident that you're going to see such a strong impact to your business that, you know, you're probably going to want to keep it because nobody cancels on profit, right? And I know that you won't either. But that way you at least have the opportunity to, you know, make that strong return on investment in the meantime, you know?
Yeah. There's like another thing I noticed, like with the calls, like I seemed like I had a couple calls and like my phone never rang. And then like if you look it up, like it shows a different phone number than my number. I guess that must be a safety thing or something. I'm not too for sure.
That's how we track it. So call tracking number is really, really crucial because it helps you in two ways. Number one is it prevents a large number of spam callers. A lot of businesses get inundated with spam calls day in and day out. So if you've noticed, if you've called it to kind of test it at all, there's a press one, press two greeting on it. So, you know, thank you for calling Matthew's Home Improvement. If you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options will ring over to you, but a lot of the spam callers are computer generated. So if it's a computer generated spam call, that's going to fall off, right? And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. Secondly, all of those calls are stored on the dashboard for quality assurance. So I've had really cool things happen. I had a guy that told me, you know, he was in a different industry. He was a roofer, but he was up on a roof and someone called him for a bid and he had tar on his hands. And so he took the address, and after he came down, he kind of thought, oh no, I don't even remember what they said. And he didn't want to sound unprofessional and call him back. So he just went to his dashboard and he listened to the call and he got the address so he could show up promptly for the bid.
Oh, okay.
So it's a neat benefit for you. I really think, you know, that it's a huge feature, you know, and so that's something that typically it's a little upcharge for our existing clients, but I see that Chris had included it for you for free when, you know, he signed you up. So I'm glad that he got an override to do that, because it's something that you're really going to love.
Yeah, well, I mean, it sounds like I should wait 90 days and then make a decision. So,
yeah, you really should. Yeah, because that way you'll get the most bang for your buck, because after that initial 3 months, then you can cancel at any time. There's never a cancellation fee. But by then, I think you're going to be, you know, more familiar with the ins and outs of the program and know that you're not getting charged extra for the Facebook ads and everything's inclusive in the $249, right? So I'll still, as a courtesy, push that next billing out for you till the 25th. And so after that payment on April 25th, your payments will still resume each month, but rather than being on the 11th, they'll be on the 25th of each month, okay?
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that we talked, Matthew. And if you ever have any questions moving forward, you could always call me. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. Do you want me to text that to you just in case?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. I know how that is.
And then I got an email earlier saying that my account was suspended, I guess because I was canceling. So I don't know.
Yeah,
they
do that automatically. Yep.
Oh, okay.
You're exactly right. Boy, you're smart. They do that automatically when a cancel request comes in, and then after we resolve it, then we take it off of the suspension. So, yeah, there's no worries whatsoever. That's just kind of a friendly way of telling you that someone was dealing with your request. So, you know, sorry if it was confusing, but you were smart enough to figure it out. So I'm happy that you did. So, okay, well, I just sent you the text, and also I noticed that your Google Business page, since it's already verified, the one thing that you can do on your end that will even help your results and jumpstart it quicker is to start working on getting some 5-star reviews on it. They sent you an email already, but it'll be hyperlinked to the Google listing. And it's something that you can, you know, copy and paste and send it to some of your past and present clients, and it will just help you get some of those 5-star reviews going. So I'll resend that email to you. You already have one up there, which is excellent. Did you use the tool to get that, or how did they get that one review?
Yeah, you all did send it to me, and I think I deleted it. I don't have, you can send me it again.
No problem. Yeah, this was 3 days ago from a lady called Tasha Previtt, and she just went in and gave you 5 stars, but she didn't really write anything. But, hey, it looks good next to your business name to have that. So. Yeah, so keep up with the good work. I just resent that reviews email just so that you have it. And then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, okay?
Okay.
All right. I really enjoyed talking to you. Have a good evening, too.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Matthew. Bye.